I think that's a real strength of Debian is that if you're an expert in some field, usually you find the, like mathematics or, well, usually you find the package you need in Debian, and that's not always true for other distributions. And that package is well maintained, usually. So let's look at why Debian has such a good quality. First, in Debian, there's really a culture of quality. There's this motto that says, release when it's ready. And many DDs won't agree to compromise with that. I mean, releasing something that is not perfect is not deemed acceptable for many developers. Then there's package ownership. So packages in Debian are owned by individuals or teams, or small teams usually. We have about 600 active developers, and many of them are really experts of their package. When someone maintains, I don't know, mathematical software, usually they use it too and are good advanced users of that software. Then we have the concept of release critical bugs. So those are bugs that prevent a package from being part of a release. So either it is fixed or the package is not released with the next Debian release. And everybody is welcomed to fix them. And we have a process called non-maintainer uploads, especially to allow others to fix them when the maintainer is not responding to them. And we have a team called the Debian Quality Assurance Team, which I'm part of, and which tries to improve QA of Debian. So the main goal of the QA team is to improve the quality of Debian as a whole. It doesn't care about a particular package. It cares about the distributions as a whole. It's not really a team. There's no strict membership of the team. You don't need to join the team. It's more a central place to discuss quality assurance in Debian. So we meet on IRC on Debian QA, and we have a mailing list. So that's the main two points of contact. So the Debian QA team does three different kinds of things. First, it maintains infrastructure. It also runs archive-wide checks and mass bug filings. And it takes care of the dirty areas of Debian. So I'm going to do that. That's the plan of my presentation. So first, maintaining infrastructure. So in Debian, we have a real problem with data, because Debian is an aggregation of loosely connected services. There's no central place where everything is managed like in Ubuntu with Launchpad. So we have data on at least a dozen of different places. And the real problem is how to collect all that data and put it in a central place so the maintainer can have a global view of the problem with this package. So the first tool that was developed for that is the package tracking system. So it's a web page that gathers data from most of the interesting data sources in Debian, and that's a source package-centric view. So that's great when you sort of have information about who maintains it, where it is in Debian, the different versions, the history, stuff about the build logs, and etc. So that's great when you maintain an important package and only a few packages, but when you maintain a lot of them, it's better to have a maintainer-centric view. So you have a list of each of your package with a number of bugs, versions, and all the rest of the information. So you have the two, and depending on which package you are working on, what are the kind of stuff you do in Debian, usually you use this one or the other one. There's also a third tool called Ultimate Debian Database that was developed since 2 years ago. So the idea is that the PTS and DDPO don't provide everything. And sometimes you want to find out something more complex than what is provided there. So the idea is to gather all the data we can find in an SQL database. And that results in an interesting tool to data mine Debian. So currently we import data about Debian source and binary packages, Debian bugs, Debian popularity contest for packages, information about testing migration, the full history of uploads to Debian, status of orphaned packages, data about Carnivore, which I will talk about later, Lintian, DebTag, Translation, etc. And we also import data about a Debian derivative, which is quite important, which is Ubuntu, with the status of Ubuntu sources and packages, Ubuntu bugs, and the Ubuntu popularity contest results. So with all that data, you can answer a question in a very simple way about, for example, packages that suffer from release critical bugs and are in the testing suite of Debian, sorted by their popularity contest. So you get the important bugs or packages that are buggy and that should really be fixed because they are important to a lot of users. Or packages for which the four last uploads were NMUs. I will detail later what NMUs are. Or packages not maintained by official DDs. So just by using SQL queries, you can find out all that. So now about archive-wide checks and mass bug filings. So in Debian, most of the developers are volunteers, so that they tend to focus on things that are interesting to them. Usually, doing a lot of manual testing is not deemed interesting, so it's simply not done in Debian. So we need automated tests to be able to find problems in the packages. We can't rely on a large team of people just running manual tests. So the other advantage of relying on automated tests is that we treat all the packages the same way. There's no distinction between important packages and less important packages. The tests are run on all packages. And that's really important because some niche packages are very important to some users. When you talk to people using Debian or using, well, I will take an example. Well, no, let's, well, I'll talk about that tomorrow, this afternoon. Now, archive rebuild, so the first kind of archive-wide check we do. So that consists in rebuilding all packages from source. So we just take the source package, try to build it, and see if it still builds. That takes about 7 hours on 48 cores build nodes. That's because of OpenOffice, because OpenOffice takes 7 hours, so you can't go. So you're doing that, we detect packages that fail to build from source. So we call that FTBFS. And we find either bugs in packages or tool chain bugs, like a new GCC version that changes what it accepts as correct C or correct C++, and then the package starts to fail to build. Or failures caused by change in other packages. So that's, for example, documentation in LaTeX, and PDF, well, TechLive is updated in Debian, changes some things, and then the documentation doesn't build anymore. So it's either a bug in the package that has to be updated, or a bug in TechLive. So we run that every 2 or 3 weeks, and we have lots of scripts to analyze and file bugs semi-automatically. So we don't just file the bugs automatically, we review the results, but we have scripts to do that very efficiently. So we get to file about 200 bugs per hour doing that. We also use this infrastructure to do test rebuilds with future compilers or linkers, so we can provide valuable information to upstream. For example, very recently we did a rebuild with GCC 4.5, with a pre-release of GCC 4.5, so we could find a lots of bugs in the future version for GCC. Now, depth check. So depth check is another kind of... depth check is another kind of archive-wide check. So what it does is it checks statically without installing release of packages that the dependencies can be satisfied. So it sounds easy.
Did you just say not installed? So it does this by analyzing?
Only by analyzing the graph of dependencies. Yeah. So it sounds quite easy, but it's really complex because there are version to dependencies. You can depend on specific version of a package. There are conflicts between packages. So, for example, you can indirectly depend on two packages that conflict together. That doesn't work. So we have two different versions, a simple one in PHP, this URL. And a better one that was developed by the research project called EDOS, which is called EDOS DepthCheck, which can also work with RPMs. It was developed together with Mandriva, I think. And that's an example of output of DepthCheck of the first version. So we get the list of packages that can't be installed for each architecture and for each kind of problem. So usually, there's a lot of work going on using DepthCheck before the release to make sure that all packages can be installed. So DepthCheck was testing the installability of packages statically without really installing the package. QPath does install and remove packages and tries to find bugs in maintainer scripts. So that's the scripts that are executed when you install a package. For example, Apache, you need to create a user for Apache. That's the maintainer script. So usually, developers don't run QPath on their systems because it's quite long to run, doesn't find problems easy enough, so that is very well to run before each upload. So there's now an archive-wide setup that runs QPath on all packages on a regular basis. Then Lintian, another static analysis tool. So that's a really useful package analyzer. Usually developers run them locally before uploading the package, and it's really able to find a lot of interesting problems. You wouldn't imagine how much it can find out using only static analysis. So there's an archive-wide setup for continuous testing, so we can check packages after they have been accepted in Debian. And some Lintian errors cause packages to be rejected at upload time. The most severe errors cause packages to be rejected at upload time now. And then DHS, so that's a bit not strictly QA. So that's a nice tool that allows the maintainer to be aware of new upstream versions. So it's periodically check the software website. So the maintainer is warned when there's a new version available. So it works simply by pointing DHS to a web page and giving it a regular expression that it should use to get the list of the versions for the package. So that's the current status of Debian Stable using DHS. So that's the share of packages that are up to date. Share of packages that are not up to date in Debian for which there's a newer upstream release. And that's the ones where we can't tell because there's no information for the upstream website in the source. The last part of things that we do in the Debian QA team is taking care of the dirty areas of Debian. So we have two complementary approaches. Either we focus on packages that are neglected by their maintainers, or we focus on maintainers neglecting their packages. So that's two different ways of arriving to the same results, getting rid of neglected packages. So focusing first on packages. So those packages, we have a process in Debian to take over the maintenance of packages that are neglected called orphaning. So the maintainer can do that voluntarily. He can decide to orphan his packages if he doesn't have any more time to work on Debian. So the QA team for those packages which are orphaned does minimalistic maintenance. The problem is that we have more than 500 orphaned packages currently, which is a lot. There are also packages which are not yet orphaned, but should be, probably. And the goal for them is to find them and then decide whether we should orphan or remove them. So the goal is not to blame the maintainer, but just to put the maintenance work in the hands of people who can have the time to do it. So we have a tool called PAPAS used to find neglected packages. So it works like Spam Assassin, if you want. There's different kind of criteria that are combined to get a score for the package. And a high score means this package looks neglected. So it uses UDD for that. So that's an example output with a list of package and the score and different criteria like the number of days it has been waiting to migrate to testing, or the popularity contest, or the last number of days since the last upload, number of NMUs, etc. Then focusing first on, well, because doing that works fine, but often when someone is neglecting one of his packages, he's also neglecting the others. So focusing first on the package might not be very efficient. It solves the user problem, but not necessarily efficient. So focusing first on maintainers, we have a team called MIA, Mission in Action, that tries to find inactive maintainers and orphan their packages. So currently, it's mostly based on reporting by users or fellow developers. So if someone finds someone who looks like is not taking care of his packages, he can report him to the MIA team. We try to contact him and then orphan the packages if they can contact him. First, there are two databases that are interesting for that. First, something called Echelon, which records activity of DDs. So with that, you can know when was the last upload made, when was the GPG key last used to sign a message. So you know if the developer is completely away or if it just looks away for that package. There's also Carnivore. The problem is that people tend to have multiple email addresses or multiple ways to write down their names. So Carnivore allows to gather all the different identities that the same developer uses. So you can see that this email address is actually the same developer as this other email address. There's also collaboration going on with the account managers to remove the accounts of the developers. That's not, again, to blame the developer, but just for security reasons, because having lots of unused developer accounts is a possible security problem. So to conclude, the Debian QA team mostly does archive quality work. There are lots of tools that we have developed over time. What we don't do currently is focus on specific packages. That's left to the maintainer. We don't do bug triaging. That's, again, left to the maintainer to organize what they want for their packages. And we don't do any manual testing to find bugs. We rely on users to find and file bugs. So please join the QA team if you are interested in Debian. Thank you.
Thank you, Lucas. Are there any questions? Well, that looks pretty good. That means you answered them all. Perfect.